After the symposium, I met with each faculty member to explore in more depth some of the comments and issues from the survey. To begin, Dr. Dixon reviewed with me our data related to the use of neoadjuvant systemic therapy to facilitate breast conservation.
We had a period of time in the United Kingdom where people weren't using much neoadjuvant endocrine therapy, and people started to try it. And the more they tried it, they suddenly realized that I wasn't talking complete rubbish, that it does work. And it has, I think one of the ways it spread is by word of mouth. As people try it and it works, I think that's probably with the general surgeons, they probably don't come into contact with enough people who've used it. What did surprise me, however, was in that 70-year-old woman, there were still about 13-15% who wanted to give a neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Now, that surprised me as much as the fact that people didn't want to give a neoadjuvant endocrine therapy. And, you know, there still is this belief amongst the community that chemotherapy is better. And I don't know that we really have the evidence how beneficial chemotherapy is in some of these older women. And thankfully, there are some trials now in older patients, and we're going to find out. And I think that's desperately important because that group is understudied, and we really do not have enough information on which to base current treatments.
There's been a lot more sensitivity to the question of to what extent is chemotherapy helpful in a patient with an ER-positive tumor. And, I mean, I don't know, do we know, have there been comparison studies of chemo versus hormone therapy neoadjuvantly in women with ER-positive tumors?
The only one small study was a Semiglassos study.
Right.
I think it's only 151 women randomized to good chemotherapy or an AI, either anastrozole or exemestane. What they found is similar response rates to chemotherapy and hormone therapy, and actually almost significantly more women achieving breast-conserving surgery with endocrine therapy. The p-value was 0.054, very close to the 5% significance level. And in that small number of patients, that's a good bit of difference. And the reason is that the changes that happen within a cancer are different when you treat them with endocrine therapy and chemotherapy. And what happens with neoadjuvant endocrine therapy is you get a scar in the center of the cancer, and that scar contracts down, and it pulls the whole cancer inwards. So if you have a 2-centimeter cancer to start with and a 1-centimeter cancer at the end, you only need to excise that 1-centimeter portion of tissue. The problem with chemotherapy, yes, you get a much higher complete response rate, but about 40% of patients have this diffuse appearance within the breast at the end of chemotherapy. It's like you've fired gunshot through the cancer, but you've got small islands over the same area that the cancer was initially. And so, yeah, neoadjuvant chemotherapy is very good when you get a complete pathology response, but sometimes it's disappointing because it appears the tumor's gone, you take it out, but actually it's occupying the same extent of disease as it did before you started the treatment.